Sir, everybody can charge us Sadar Sadar Shishi Lana Sabang Vesti Shibakti Vedana Goswami Shri Prabhu Bhara Ki Jai Jai Om Vishnu Bhad Paramahansa Paribraja Gacharja Stotar Sarashi Shimari Savangre Shula Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Maharaj Shiva Bhara Ki Jai Ananta Koti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Iskan Founder Acharya Shula Prabhupada Ki Jai Namacharya Shila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai Prem Zagao Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadara Shivasari Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Krishna Gopinath Shyam Kundara Radha Kunda Giri Gopadam Ki Jai Shri Shri Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai Shri Shri Namrutam Ki Jai Shri Shri Mayapur Dham Ki Jai Shri Shri Mathura Dham Ki Jai Shri Shri Jagannapuri Dham Ki Jai Shri Shri Ayodhya Dham Ki Jai Tulasi Devi Ki Jai Bhakti Devi Ki Jai Ganga Maya Ki Jai Jamuna Maya Ki Jai Gaur Premanandi Hari Nama Sankirtan Ki Jai Shri Shri Brihan Mridanga Ki Jai Transcendental Prasadam Distribution Ki Jai Shri Shri Gornitai Ki Jai Shri Shri Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman Ki Jai Shri Shri Radha Mahanam Mahan Ki Jai Shri Shri Nuhasana Puridama Ki Jai Shyama Veda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai All glorious to the assembled devotees All glorious to the assembled devotees All glorious to the assembled devotees All glorious to Shri Shri Guru and Shri Gauranga Translation to this song, Panardam Das Thakur, is like this. He who brought the treasure of divine love and who is filled with compassion and mercy, where has such a personality as Srinivas Acharya gone? Where are my Srup Damodar and Rupa Goswami? Where is Sanatan? Where is Raghunath Das, the savior of the fallen? Where are my Raghunath Bhatta and my Gopal Bhatta? And where is Krishnadas Kaviraj? Where did Lord Gauranga, the great dancer, suddenly go? I will smash my head against a rock and enter into fire. Where will I find Lord Gauranga, the reservoir of all wonderful qualities? Being unable to obtain the association of Lord Gauranga, accompanied by all these devotees in whose separation he performed his pastimes, Narottam Das simply weeps. Lakshman, could you get my glasses? I forgot him. Okay, so today is the disappearance day of Haridas Thakur, and I'm going to read a few things about him. First, a paragraph about Prabhupada. You don't want to forget about Prabhupada. This is in chapter 2 of Let There Be a Temple. Prabhupada's biography by His Holiness Satsrup Das Goswami. Brahmananda Swami found that Prabhupada was mostly absorbed in his Bombay project. The only reason I have come, Srila Prabhupada told Brahmananda Swami, is to get you for this. Once he asked Brahmananda Swami, which is the most important city in India? Calcutta, Brahmananda replied. Calcutta? Prabhupada looked at him oddly. Don't you know Bombay is number one? Delhi is number 2, and Calcutta is number 3. Prabhupada encouraged Brahmananda Swami to return with him and take charge of the Bombay project. The Bombay project, he said, would be unique within ISKCON, incorporating the religious with the cultural, in a gorgeous temple, international hotel, theater, and diorama exhibition. Seeing Prabhupada's strong desire, Brahmananda Maharaj agreed to somehow relinquish his Nairobi responsibilities to others, and help in Bombay. In yet another way, Prabhupada's visit to Nairobi connected with his Bombay project. When Brahmananda Swami and Chabana showed Prabhupada the Nairobi Hilton, a modern building with twin round towers, Prabhupada liked the design and wanted to give it to his architect for the Bombay Hotel and Temple. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. So that proved to be a vision that became a reality. It's a place where most tourists, when they arrive, are told about it. And because it's near to the airport, many come there and go on tours. And actually, in the whole city of what's now called Mumbai, there's very little to do and there's very little to see. The main attraction is the Elephanta Caves, in which you go out in an old, sort of broken-down boat off the Gate of India at the tip of Nariman Point over a very dirty, garbage-infested waters, and for about 45 minutes, you take this boat ride into the Elephantine Caves, which are also kind of unclean and not very well kept. And the tourists aren't very well versed in what's going on. And that's about all there is to see. But when you go into the temple at Juhu, the Hare Krishna temple, it's very, very white, resplendent, glittering marble. It's clean, at least by comparison. And it's the place that people go when they go to Mumbai. People know about it. People find out. It's actually one of the most beautiful places in the whole city. Thank you. So that was Prabhupada's vision. And it has two round towers, like you saw in the Nairobi Hilton. So before we hear a little about Haridas Thakur, Namacharya of the Holy Name, would like to ask everyone to say anything you might know about him, or just anything you might have thought about him, or anything the name Haridas Thakur conjures in your mind. Anything at all, no matter how trivial or insignificant that way. Yes. You were first yesterday. You're setting a standard for all the ladies. He was whipped in the marketplaces. Yes, that's a very famous pastime. We'll probably talk about it today. He showed great tolerance. Anything else? What? Namacharya of the Holy Name, right. He's the incarnation of the Acharya of the Holy Name. His incarnation of Lord Brahma, born in a Muslim family, right? So you don't have to be a Hindu to be born in a Muslim family. Yes. How many? 492. 4 lakhs. Anything else? Someone else? Subham. Wanted to just
explain it to him. But my Lord, except for your name, I don't know anything. I never read any scriptures. I waste time talking. But because he changed my name, all knowledge is real to you. Since that by changing the Hare Krishna mantra, you will know all the Vedas and the prophets. And Hare Das Thakur to explain all the offenses of the blind man changing the deity worship and how one should.
He established that in Kali Yuga you could attain perfection of all the other methods of realization just by chanting. Jnana, yoga, karma. Was it? Yes. He was too humble. This is Rasavir's contribution, to go inside the temple thinking he's of a low birth. So he just observed the chakra on top of the temple and was told by Lord Chaitanya that that was the same as seeing the deities, right? Very nice. Okay, just go in turn. Lord Chaitanya brought him prasadam from the Jagannath temple, personally, every day. Very good. Yuri?
Even though he was born a Muslim, if he really paid the tax for non-Muslim people, see that Muslims can't accept Krishna, his personality.
Yeah. He proved that birth is not the qualification for someone becoming Brahman or greater, Vaishnava. Anyone who hasn't spoken? Okay, I'll start reading. This is from Mahanidhi Maharaj's book, Samadhis. And anyway, As Prahlad Maharaj appeared in a family of demons, and Hanuman appeared as a monkey, Sri Haridas Thakur appeared amongst the lower caste. Haridas had a handsome form with all aristocratic features. Highly intellectual, he won all debates in Sanskrit and philosophy, yet he never lost his temper. In his youth, he became famous for his extreme devotion and asceticism. Though born in a Muslim family, when he became a Vaishnava, even Brahmins would eagerly smear their bodies with the dust of his feet. So, anyone who accuses Krishna consciousness of adhering to the aged, or what Prabhupada calls vitiated caste system, can meditate on this and explain how everyone has more than equal opportunity. The Supreme Lord Anantadeva himself praises Haridas Thakur. Quote, even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva always desired to associate with such devotees as Haridas, and the demigods desire to touch the transcendental body of Haridas. Simply by saying his name, Haridas, one will be promoted to Krishna's abode. That's from Chaitanya Bhagavata. Navadvipa was full of gross materialists and Kali worshippers, guided by Smartana Brahmins before Mahaprabhu began his Sankirtan movement. The Smartas forbid loud chanting by any Vaishnava on the plea that, quote, it might awaken Lord Vishnu, who would become angry and curse Navadvipa with famine. But it was Haridas's habit to loudly chant Hare Krishna while wandering along the Ganges bank. Every day, before taking his one and only meal, he would finish 192 rounds. How many holy names is that? 3 lakhs, 300,000 holy names of Krishna. One time, a rascal Brahmin challenged Haridas Thakur. The Brahmin said that the proper method is to chant Hare Krishna silently within one's mind. Quoting the Vedas, Srimad Bhagavatam and Naradiya Purana, Haridas conclusively proved that loud chanting of Krishna's names gives 100 times more result than silent chanting. Yan nama grana kilan surjanat manam eva cha sadhya punati. Anyone who chants your name purifies all who hear his chanting as well as himself. From Srimad Bhagavatam, 10th Canto, 34th Chapter, 17th Verse. Haridas concluded with, which is better, to feed yourself or to feed yourself and simultaneously feed 1,000 others? That's his quote. Some people mistakenly think, since Haridas Thakur always chanted Hare Krishna, he wasn't relishing the mellows of Radha Madhava's pastimes. Krishna's name is a wish-fulfilling gem, Nama Chintamani, and the very embodiment of rasa, rasa vigraha. So, by purely chanting the holy names, Haridas Thakur definitely tasted the transcendental mellows of loving devotion to Radha Madhava. Haridas Thakur, the connoisseur of the holy name, taught everyone how to enter the rasa shastras through the door of Mahaprabhu's mercy, received by purely and constantly chanting the holy names of Krishna. Feeling threatened by Haridas Thakur's conversion to Vaishnavism, the Muslim ruler arrested him. To enlighten the Qazi, Haridas said, all living entities in creation are inspired by the Lord in the heart to act in different ways. People of different religions praise the Lord's holy names and qualities according to the view of their scriptures. The Supreme Lord accepts everyone's mood. If anyone shows malice towards another's religion, he actually shows malice toward the Lord himself, who is worshipped by that religion. Since God is one, that person becomes envious of the same Supreme Lord that he himself is worshipping. That's a quote from Haridas Thakur. There's no reference, but I suppose we'll find it one of these days. The governor grasped these words, but the Qazi, the local ruler, insisted that Haridas make a choice, either give up your belief or die. Haridas replied firmly, if my body is hacked to pieces, and even if I am killed, still I will keep chanting Hare Krishna. The infuriated Qazi ordered Haridas Thakur publicly whipped to death. He was brutally beaten, dragged through, how many markets? 22. And thrown in the Ganges. Absorbed in remembering Lord Hari, he miraculously survived by God's grace. The Ghazi, the Brahmins and his rivals ran to Haridas. Now, it doesn't tell here, but this is a very interesting story, that he feigned death. He acted like he was dead and drowned. And he did this because he was so compassionate upon his tormentors. They told him that if we can't kill you, which they couldn't do, they were beating him, beating him. Some accounts said they were using canes instead of whips. Some say they were using canes. When they cane people, they still do it in some countries. It's not just like a cane, like a walking stick. It's a piece of, it's a trunk of a sugar cane stalk. And sometimes they're 2 inches wide and soaked in water the night before. And when they cane people in some places like Singapore or Middle East, I think, you know, they just have them bend over and swack them on the backside. But sometimes it's so painful that people go unconscious just from one time. So they were beating him, and beating him in 22 different places, 22 different sections of town, but he wouldn't die. So they said that if we return back to the Qazi and tell him that you didn't die, then we will be killed. So at that point he realized that he had to pretend that he was dead so that they wouldn't be killed. And that's when he feigned suicide, and when he went into the water, he was still alive, but everyone took him for dead. He said that he would act as if dead. Marvelously, he survived. The Qazi, the Brahmins, and the rivals ran to Haridas. They gave Haridas Thakur an enthusiastic welcome and begged forgiveness for their offenses. He forgave them and blessed them with devotion. Haridas thought the ordeal was fit punishment for his having heard Vaishnava blasphemy from the mouth of the Qazi. Prema Vilas says, Haridas took Diksha from Advaitacharya. Haridas exerted immense influence from the start of Sri Chaitanya's Sankirtan movement. Teaming up with Lord Nityananda, he spread Krishna consciousness in Bengal. When Haridas Thakur came to Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya gave him a room in the garden next to his. Every day, the Lord sent prasadam to Haridas. They also met regularly to discuss Krishna Katha. Well, seeing Lord Chaitanya's lotus face, holding his feet upon his chest and chanting Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Haridas left the world. Lord Chaitanya personally carried the body of Haridas to the sea and with his own hands buried him in the sand. Then Mahaprabhu begged alms for a festival to honor Haridas Thakur's departure. Lord Chaitanya paid tribute to his pure devotee. Let us all sing the glories of Haridas Thakur. Haridas was the crest jewel of the world. By his death, the earth has lost its treasure. Out of his great mercy, Krishna had given me his association, and now he has taken him away. When Haridas himself wished to leave the world, I could not hold him back. Just like Bhishmadev, Haridas gave up his life at his own will. That's from Prabhupada's Chaitanya Chaitamrita and Chalila, 11th chapter, 93 through 98 verses. The Samadhi of Haridas Thakur is located by the sea in Jagannath Puri. Sri Harinam Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. So we'll read a little about the passing of Haridas Thakur. That place where he used to view the chakra from the temple is still very much a sacred holy place, part of the famous parikram one takes in Puri, in Jagannath Puri. And the tree that he used to sit under, the Siddha Bakul tree, is also still there. Very famous tree. There's some stories about that tree as well. There's an inscription on the wall in this little temple. Now so many other buildings have gone up that you can't see the chakra of the Jagannath temple. But one of the well-known stories about that tree is that the king's men in Puri were, as they sometimes do even today, they've run out of wood. They can't find wood anywhere in Jagannath Puri to make the Jagannath cars because they're not very ecologically minded. They just cut down all the trees in the nearby areas, so they have to get them from very far away. But anyway, back in Haridas Thakur's time, 500 years ago, they were looking for wood and they came to this tree where Haridas was sitting under and chanting. And they decided this was a perfect tree. A bakul tree is a very, very large tree. It grows very large. And like these trees out here, big, and then it spreads out and creates a lot of shade because it has very luxuriant growth, leaves, foliage. So they thought this is very suitable to get wood from. But they didn't realize that this is not an ordinary buckle tree. This was a Siddha buckle tree. It possessed high consciousness. So it became aware that they were going to cut it to pieces. And in the night, so they planned to come back the following day to take the wood and cut the tree down. In the night, this tree hollowed itself out and became just a shell, so the story goes. And when the king's men came to take the wood, they found only a shell, only bark of the tree, and not any wood that they could use. And you can still see this tree. It's a very interesting structure. Prabhupada says that all the trees in Vrindavan, of course, Jagannath Puri, one of the holy pilgrimage places, these trees are all liberated. It's a very beautiful tree. And people worship this tree still. They come and put garlands on it. And it's all hollowed out. The trunks go, and there you can't tell which is a trunk. It goes in different directions, and it comes right into the temple. And you can see there's so many garlands hanging on it. It's very much worshipped and considered sacred. Siddha Bhakti tree. You been there? Want to add anything? Okay. So I'm going to read this. This is a fairly short pastime, but it's the passing of Haridas Thakur, appropriate to read on his disappearance day. This is written by Krishnadas Kaviraj with Prabhupada's translations and a few footnotes. This is chapter 11 from Anchalila, the passing of Haridas Thakur. The summary of the chapter is given by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur in his Amrita Pravaha Bhasha as follows. In this chapter, Brahma Haridas Thakur gave up his body with the consent of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and the Lord himself personally performed the funeral ceremony and carried the body to the sea. He personally entombed the body, covering it with sand, and erected a platform on the site. After taking bath in the sea, he personally bathed prasadam of Jagannath from shopkeepers and distributed prasadam to the assembled devotees. This doesn't have the Bengali, so I'm just going to read the translations. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Haridas Thakur and his master, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who danced with the body of Haridas Thakur on his lap. All glories to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is very merciful and who is very dear to Advaita Acharya and Lord Nityananda. All glories to the master of Srinivas Acharya. All glories to the master of Srinivas Thakur. All glories to the master of Haridas Thakur. All glories to the dear master of Gadadhar Pandit. All glories to the master of the life of Saurav Damodar. All glories to Lord Chaitanya, who is very dear to Kasimisha. He is the Lord of life of Jagadananda and the Lord of Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Raghunath Das Goswami. All glories to the transcendental form of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is Krishna himself, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. My dear Lord, kindly give me shelter at your lotus feet by your causeless mercy. All glories to Lord Nityananda, who is the life and soul of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. My dear Lord, kindly give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to Advaita Acharya, who is treated by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as superior due to his age and respectability. Please give me engagement in devotional service at your lotus feet. All glories to the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, for the Lord is their life and soul. All of you, kindly bestow devotional service upon me. All glories to Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Jiva Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Raghunath Bhat Goswami, and Gopal Bhat Goswami, and the six Goswamis of Vrindavan. They are all my masters. I am writing this narration of the pastimes and attributes of the Lord by the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates. I do not know how to write properly, but I am purifying myself by writing this description. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu thus resided at Jagannath Puri with his personal devotees and enjoyed the congregational chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. In the daytime, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu engaged in dancing and chanting and in seeing the temple of Lord Jagannath. At night, in the company of his most confidential devotees, such as Ramananda Roy and Sarup Damodar Goswami, he tasted the nectar of the transcendental mellows of Lord Krishna's pastimes. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu very happily passed his days in this way at Nilachala, Jagannath Puri. Feeling separation from Krishna, he exhibited many transcendental symptoms all over his body. Day after day, the symptoms increased, and at night they increased even more. All these symptoms, such as transcendental anxiety, agitation, talking like a madman. We're present, just as they are described in the Shastras. Srub Damodar Goswami and Ramananda Roy, the chief assistants of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, remained with him both day and night. One day Govinda, the personal servant of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, went in great jubilation to deliver the remnants of Lord Jagannath's food to Haridas Thakur. When Govinda came to Haridas, he saw that Haridas was lying on his back and chanting his rounds very slowly. "Please rise and take your Mahaprasad," Govinda said. Haridas Thakur replied, "Today I shall observe fasting. I have not finished chanting my regular number of rounds. How then can I eat? But you have brought Mahaprasad. How can I neglect it?" Saying this, he offered prayers to the Mahaprasad, took a little portion and ate it. Purport, by Srila Prabhupada. Mahaprasad is none different from Krishna. Therefore, instead of eating Mahaprasad, one should honor it. It is said here, Karila Vandana, he offered prayers. When taking Mahaprasad, one should not consider the food ordinary preparations. Prasad means favor. One should consider Mahaprasad a favor of Krishna. As stated by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Krishna Bhada Daya Maya, Kari Bhada Jiva Joy, Svabha Sarana Nilavaya. Krishna is very kind. In this material world, we are all very attached to tasting various types of food. Therefore, Krishna eats many nice varieties of food and offers the food back to the devotees, so that not only are one's demands for various tastes satisfied, but by eating prasad, he makes advancement in spiritual life. Therefore, we should never consider ordinary food on an equal level with maha prasad. The next day, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Haridas's place and inquired for him, "Haridas, are you well?" Haridas offered his obeisances to the Lord and replied, "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you..." "My body is all right, but my mind and intelligence are not well." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu further inquired from Haridas, "Can you ascertain what your disease is?" Haridas Thakur replied, "My disease is that I cannot complete my rounds." Purport. If one cannot complete the fixed number of rounds he is assigned, he should be considered to be in a diseased condition of spiritual life. Srila Haridas Thakur is called Namacharya. Of course, we cannot imitate Haridas Thakur, but everyone must chant a prescribed number of rounds. In our Krishna consciousness movement, we have fixed 16 rounds as the minimum, so that Westerners will not feel burdened. These 16 rounds must be chanted, and chanted loudly, so that one can hear himself and others. "Now that you have become old," the Lord said, "you may reduce the number of rounds you chant daily. You are already liberated, and therefore you need not follow the regulative principles very strictly." Purport. Unless one has come to the platform of spontaneous love of God, he must follow the regulative principles. Thakur Haridas was a living example of how to follow the regulative principles. Similarly, Raghunath Das Goswami was also such a living example. In the Sad Goswami Astaka, it is stated, Sankhya Purvaka Namagana Natibi Kala Vasani Krito. The Goswamis, especially Raghunath Das Goswami, strictly follow all the regulative principles. The first regulative principle is that one must chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra loudly, loudly enough so that he can hear himself, and one must vow to chant a fixed number of rounds. Not only was Raghunath Das Goswami chanting a fixed number of rounds, but he had also taken a vow to bow down many times and offer obeisances to the Lord. Next verse. "Your role in this incarnation is to deliver the people in general. You have sufficiently preached the glories of the holy name in this world." Purport. Haridas Thakur is known as Namacharya because it is he who preached the glories of chanting Harinam, the holy name of God, by using the words Tomara Avatara, your incarnation. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu confirms that Haridas Thakur is the incarnation of Lord Brahma. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that advanced devotees help the Supreme Personality of Godhead in his mission, and that such devotees are personal associates incarnate by the will of the Supreme Lord. The Supreme Lord incarnates by his own will, and by his will, competent devotees also incarnate to help him in his mission. Srila Haridas Thakur is thus the incarnation of Lord Brahma, and other devotees are likewise incarnations who help in the prosecution of the Lord's mission. And carry on with the verses. The Lord concluded, "Now therefore, please reduce the fixed number of times you chant the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra." Haridas replied, "Kindly hear my real plea. I was born in an inferior family, and my body is most abominable. I always engage in low work. Therefore, I am the lowest, most condemned of men. I am unseeable and untouchable. But you have accepted me as your servant. This means that you have delivered me from a hellish condition and raised me to the Vaikuntha platform. My dear Lord, you are the fully independent personality of Godhead. You act by your own free will. You cause the whole world to dance and act as you like. My dear Lord, by your mercy, you have made me dance in many ways. For example, I was offered Shraddhapatra that should have been offered to first-class Brahmins. I ate from it, even though I was born in a family of meat eaters. Purport. Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, in his Anubhasya, quotes from the Vishnu Smriti in reference to Shraddhapatra. Brahmana pasade hiete katita pamki dushaka etan vivarjayat yat shraddha karmani pandita. According to this verse, if one is born in a Brahmin family but does not behave according to Brahminical standards, he should not be offered Shraddhapatra, which is prasad offered to the forefathers. Advaitacharya offered the Shraddhapatra to Haridas Thakur, not to a Brahmin who had been born in a Brahmin family. Although Haridas Thakur was born in the family of meat eaters, because he was an advanced devotee, he was shown more respect than a first-class Brahmin. Verses. I have had one desire for a very long time. I think that quite soon, my Lord, you will bring to a close your pastimes within this material world. I wish that you not show me this closing chapter of your pastimes. Before that time comes, kindly let my body fall down in your presence. I wish to catch your lotus-like feet upon my heart and see your moon-like face. With my tongue I shall chant your holy name, Sri Krishna Chaitanya. That is my desire. Kindly let me give up my body in this way. O most merciful Lord, if by your mercy it is possible, kindly grant my desire. Let this low-born body fall down before you. You can make possible this perfection of all my desires. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, My dear Haridas, Krishna is so merciful that he must execute whatever you want. But whatever happiness is mine is all due to your association. It is not fitting for you to go away and leave me aside. Catching the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Haridas Thakur said, My Lord, do not create an illusion. Although I am so fallen, you must certainly show me this mercy. My Lord, there are so many respectable personalities, millions of devotees, who are fit to sit on my head. They are all helpful in your pastimes. My Lord, if an insignificant insect like me dies, what is the loss? If an ant dies, where is the loss to the material world? My Lord, you are always affectionate to your devotees. I am just an imitation devotee, but nevertheless, I wish that you fulfill my desire. That is my expectation. Because he had to perform his noon duty, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu got up to leave. But it was settled that the following day, after he saw Lord Jagannath, he would return to visit Haridas Thakur. After embracing him, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left to perform his noon duties and went to the sea to take his bath. The next morning, after visiting the Jagannath temple, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, accompanied by all his other devotees, came hastily to see Haridas Thakur. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and the other devotees came before Haridas Thakur, and who offered his respects to the lotus feet of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and all the Vaishnavas. Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu inquired, My dear Haridas, what is the news? Haridas Thakur replied, My Lord, whatever mercy you can bestow upon me. Upon hearing this, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately began great congregational chanting in the courtyard. Vakreshwara Pandit was the chief dancer. Headed by Sarup Damodar, all the devotees of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu surrounded Haridas Thakur and began congregational chanting. In front of the great devotees like Ramananda Roy and Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu began to describe the holy attributes of Haridas Thakur. As he described the transcendental attributes of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu seemed to possess five mouths. The more he described, the more his great happiness increased. After hearing of the transcendental qualities of Haridas Thakur, all the devotees present were struck with wonder. They all offered their respectful obeisances to the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur made Sri Chaitanya sit down in front of him, and then he fixed his eyes like two bumblebees on the lotus face of the Lord. He held the lotus feet of Lord Sri Chaitanya upon his heart, and then took the dust of the feet of all the devotees present and put it on his head. He began to chant the holy name of Sri Chaitanya, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, again and again, as he drank the sweetness of the face of the Lord, tears constantly glided down from his eyes. While chanting the holy name of Sri Krishna Chaitanya, he gave up his air of life and left his body. Seeing the wonderful death of Haridas Thakur by his own will, which was just like a great mystic yogi's, everyone remembered the passing away of Bhishma. There was a tumultuous noise as they all chanted the holy names Hari and Krishna. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu became overwhelmed with ecstatic love. The Lord raised the body of Haridas Thakur and placed it on his lap. Then he began to dance in the courtyard in great ecstatic love. Because of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's ecstatic love, all the devotees were helpless, and in ecstatic love they also began to dance and chant congregationally. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced for some time, and then Swarup Damodar informed him of other rituals for the body of Thakur Haridas. The body of Haridas Thakur was then raised onto a carrier that resembled an airship and taken to the sea, accompanied by congregational chanting. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced in front of the procession, and Bhakreshwara Pandit, along with other devotees, chanted and danced behind it. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed the body of Haridas Thakur in the sea and then declared, "From this day on, this sea has become a great pilgrimage site." Everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandal with pulp over Haridas's body. It's a great thing to remember when going to the sea in Jagannath Puri, that this sea is a sacred sea. It's like the Ganga or like the Jamuna. It's not an ordinary sea for body surfing or whatever, but it's extremely sacred because of Haridas Thakur. After a hole was dug in the sand, everyone drank the water that had touched the lotus feet of Haridas Thakur, and then they smeared remnants of Lord Jagannath's sandalwood pulp over Haridas Thakur's body. After a hole was dug in the sand, the body of Haridas was placed in it. Remnants from Lord Jagannath, such as his silken robe, sandalwood pulp, food, and cloth, were placed on the body. All around the body, the devotees performed congregational chanting, and Bhakreshwara Pandit danced in jubilation. With his transcendental hand, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand, chanting, "Haribo, Haribo." They covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and then constructed a platform upon the site. The platform was protected all around by fencing. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu danced and chanted all around the platform. As the holy name of Hari roared tumultuously, the whole universe became filled with vibration. After Sankirtan, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bathed in the sea with his devotees, swimming and playing in the water in great jubilation. After circumambulating the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to the Singhadwara gate of the Jagannath temple. The whole city chanted in congregation, and the tumultuous sound vibrated all over the city. Approaching the Singhadwara gate, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu spread his cloth and began to beg prasad from all the shopkeepers there. "I am begging prasad for a festival honoring the passing away of Haridas Thakur," the Lord said. "Please give me alms." Hearing this, all the shopkeepers immediately came forward with big baskets of prasad, which they jubilantly delivered to Lord Chaitanya. However, Swarup Damodar stopped them, and the shopkeepers returned to their shops and sat down with their baskets. Swarup Damodar sent Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu back to his residence and kept with him four Vaishnavas and four servant carriers. Swarup Damodar said to all the shopkeepers, "Deliver to me four palmfuls of prasad from each and every item." In this way, varieties of prasad were collected, then packed up in different loads and carried on the heads of the four servants. Not only did Swarup Damodar Goswami bring prasad, but Vaninath Padanayaka, as well as Kashi Mishra, sent large quantities. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu made all the devotees sit in rows and personally began to distribute the prasad, assisted by four other men. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was not accustomed to taking prasad in small quantities. He therefore put on each plate what at least five men could eat. Sounds like a feast at the Duchess. Swarup Damodara Goswami requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, "Please sit down and watch. With these men to help me, I shall distribute the prasad." The four men, Swarupa, Jagadananda, Kashishwara, and Shankara, distributed the prasad continuously. All the devotees who sat down would not accept the prasad as long as the Lord had not eaten. On that day, however, Kasi Mishra extended an invitation to the Lord. Therefore, Kasi Mishra personally went there and delivered prasad to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with great attention and made him eat. When Paramananda Puri and Brahmananda Bharati with them, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sat down and accepted prasad. When he began to eat, so did all the Vaishnavas. Everyone was filled up to the neck because Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu kept telling the distributors, give them more, give them more. After all the devotees finished accepting prasad and had washed their hands and mouths, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decorated each of them with a flower garland and sandalwood cloth. Overwhelmed with ecstatic love, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu offered a benediction to all the devotees, which all the devotees heard with great satisfaction. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave this benediction, quote, anyone who has seen the festival of Haridas Thakur passing away, anyone who has chanted and danced here, anyone who has offered sand on the body of Haridas Thakur, and anyone who has joined this festival to partake of the prasad will achieve the favor of Krishna very soon. There is such wonderful power in seeing Haridas Thakur. Being merciful upon me, Krishna gave me the association of Haridas Thakur. Being independent in his desire, he has now broken that association. When Haridas Thakur wanted to leave this material world, it was not within my power to detain him. Simply by his will, Haridas Thakur could give up his life and go away, exactly like Bhishma, who previously died simply by his own desire, as we have heard from Shastra. Haridas Thakur was the crown jewel on the head of this world. Without him, this world is now bereft of its valuable jewel. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then told everyone, say all glories to Haridas Thakur and chant the holy name of Hari. Saying this, he personally began to dance. Everyone began to dance. All glories to Haridas Thakur, who revealed the importance of chanting the holy name of the Lord. Thereafter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu bid farewell to all the devotees, and he himself, with mixed feelings of happiness and distress, took rest. Thus I have spoken about the victorious passing away of Haridas Thakur. Anyone who hears this narration will certainly fix his mind firmly in devotional service to Krishna. Purport. At Purusham Kshetra, or Jagannath Puri, there is a temple of Todagopinath. If one goes from there to the sea, he can discover the tomb of Haridas Thakur, still existing. Every year, on the date of the Ananta Chaturdasi, there is a festival to commemorate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. At the same time, three deities of Nityananda, Krishna Chaitanya, and Advaita Prabhu were established about 100 years ago. A gentleman named Brahma Ravara from Kendrapa in the province of Orissa contributed funds to establish these deities in the temple. The management of the temple was under the Todagopinath Goswamis. This temple was later sold to someone else, and this party is now maintaining the Seva Puja of the temple. Near this temple and the tomb of Haridas Thakur, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur constructed a small house called Bhakti Kuti. In the Bengali year 1329, Purushottam Matha, a branch of Gaudiya Math was established there. In the Bhakti Ratnakara it is stated, Srinivasa Sigra Sumedreira Kule Gela Haridasa Thakurera Samadhi Dekila Bhumeti Padiya Kaila Pranati Visara Bhagavata Gana Sri Sumari Sanidane Srinivasa Stira Kaila Sasneha Vachane Puna Srinivasa Shrasamadi Pranamiya Ye Vilapa Kaila Tasunela Drave Haya. This is a translation. Srinivasa Thakur quickly ran to the seashore. When he saw the tomb of Haridas Thakur, he immediately fell down, offering prayers and almost fainted. The devotees present there pacified him with very sweet and affectionate words, and Srinivas again offered his obeisances to the tomb. Hearing of the separation that Srinivas expressed in his lamentation at the tomb of Haridas Thakur makes one's heart melt. Verses. From the incident of Haridas Thakur's passing away and the great care Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took in commemorating it, one can understand just how affectionate he is toward his devotees. Although he is the topmost of all sannyasis, he fully satisfied the desire of Haridas Thakur. Please forgive my Bengali. If we had it, I'd let you just read it. We don't have the original text. At the last stage of Haridas Thakur's life, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave him his company and allowed him to touch him. Thereafter, he took the body of Thakur Haridas on his lap and personally danced with it. Out of his causeless mercy, he personally covered the body of Haridas Thakur with sand and personally begged alms from the shopkeepers. Then he conducted a great festival to celebrate the passing away of Haridas Thakur. Haridas Thakur was not only the topmost devotee of the Lord, but also a great and learned scholar. It was his great fortune that he passed away before Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Purport. Haridas Thakur is mentioned here as the most learned scholar. Parama Vidvan. Actually, the most important science to know is the science of getting out of the clutches of material existence. Anyone who knows this science must be considered the greatest, most learned person. Anyone who knows the temporary situation of this material world and who is expert in achieving a permanent situation in the spiritual world, who knows that the personality of Godhead, the supreme personality of Godhead, is beyond the jurisdiction of our experimental knowledge, is understood to be the most learned scholar. Haridas Thakur knew this science perfectly. Therefore, he is described in this connection as Paramavidvan. He personally preached the importance of chanting the Hare Krishna mantra, which is approved by the revealed scriptures. As stated in the Srimad Bhagavatam 7.5.24, Iti Pumsar Pita Vishno Pakti Chain Navalakshana Kriyeta Bhagavatyadya Tanmanye Ditamutama. There are 9 different processes of devotional service to Krishna, the most important being Shravana Kirtan, hearing and chanting. Haridas Thakur knew this science very well, and he can therefore be called technically Sarva Shastra Diti. Anyone who has learned the science of all the Vedic scriptures is known as a first-class educated person with full knowledge of Shastra. Then verses. The life and characteristics of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu are exactly like an ocean of nectar, one drop of which can please the mind and ear. Anyone who desires to cross over the ocean of nations, please hear with great faith the life and characteristics of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Praying at their lotus feet, at the lotus feet of Sri Rupa and Sri Raghunath, always desiring their mercy, I, Krishnadas, narrate Sri Chaitanya Chaitamrita, following in their footsteps. Srila Thakur Haridas ki jai, Namacharya Srila Haridas Thakur ki jai, Haridas Thakur Tirubhava ki jai. Very nice. So we'll end there. We had our Chaitanya Chaitamrita reading on Monday instead of Saturday. All things are accomplished by Krishna, who is the master of everything, the reconciler of all contradictions. Hari Bol.